In Duckpool Town lives Edith Budd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramps so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pile a Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof. Gramps likes to start the day with a boiled egg for breakfast, but there was a problem when the eggs wouldn't fit into the egg cups.
I don't believe this, Edith. I've read some strange things in this paper, but this is the strangest yet.
What is it?
Farmer Hutch has got a hen that's laying square eggs.
Ouch! Ouch!
The eggs are so popular that people are coming from miles around to buy them.
You can't get square eggs, can you?
I think you'll find, Edith, they're actually a cube, not a square.
I don't care what shape they are, Arthur. They're not egg-shaped.
Ooh, laying a square egg must hurt. Ooh, I'm glad I'm not a hen.
Let's see if there's any news about this on the radio.
Everyone in Duckpool is talking about the magic hen that can lay square eggs. I'm talking to Farmer Hutch, who is the owner of the hen. Tell me, Farmer Hutch, what's the secret of the square eggs?
Well, it's very simple. You just gotta feed the hen the right food.
And what is the right food?
Worms. Big, fat, wriggly worms. Only the best for my magic hen.
Worms, eh? Ooh, I know a big, fat, wriggly worm.
We've had reports of farmers all over Duckpool digging up worms to feed their hens. Soon, there'll be no worms left.
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Mud Zoo. Save the day.
Arthur, we must hide Arthur before a farmer finds him.
But why would they want me, Edith? I'm not fat.
Ooh, look in the mirror, Wonder Worm. What you been eating?
I think we need to hide Arthur.
We can hide him in the shed, Edith, in a bucket of mud. I'll lock the shed and no one will get him.
And then we need to have a look at the magic hen.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away. It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again.
We put Arthur in a bucket in the locked shed and set off for Farmer Hutch's farm to see his magic hen. Farm, we found the hen sheds. Pyla smelled them before we did.
What a pong! Worse than Grumps's socks.
Oh, what a pong! It's worse than that daft dog.
Yuck! Hen poo! Inside the sheds, we could see the hens pecking around the floor. At the end of the shed was a row of boxes where the hens laid their eggs.
What's that coming out of the boxes, Edith? It looks like a chute.
Gramps was right. Coming out of each laying box was a chute, and on some of them were eggs. They were rolling down the chute and through a flap into the shed next door.
I can't see any square eggs.
Neither can I. There's something odd going on here.
Hey, what's that smell?
It smells like
vinegar!
Pyla followed the smell. He dragged us up to a door at the end of a chute. We opened the door slowly and saw...
It's a river of vinegar, Edith. Look, the eggs are sliding into the vinegar.
But why do that?
When I was a lad, Edith, we used to do a trick with eggs. Learned it at my school science club.
What was that?
We soaked an egg in vinegar until the shell went soft. Then we slipped the egg into a milk bottle, rinsed it out, and the eggshell went hard again. No one could work out how we got the egg in the bottle.
What are you doing here? Trying to steal my magic hen? I'll get police on you. Damaging my eggs, upsetting my hens.
Clocky, is that you?
You are.
It is. It's Clocky Hutch. We were at school together. Well, well.
Bless him, Mum. I never thought to see you again.
So, Clocky Hutch is going to phone the police, is he?
Oh, yes, he am.
Well, carry on, Clocky. You haven't got a magic hen. You're using the old egg and vinegar trick.
No, I'm not. I've got a magic hen.
Well, let's see this magic hen lay a square egg then. Where is she?
She only lays square eggs at night.
But what about the worms?
You what?
The worms that you're feeding to your magic hen.
What about them?
Duckpool will have no worms left.
Well, I've only dug up enough worms for one hen.
But other farmers are digging up all the worms. There'll be none left in Duckpool. And we need worms for the soil.
Well, we do need worms.
Yeah, come on, Clocky. You've had your fun with the square eggs.
Oh, I suppose I could stop. I'm not selling many square eggs anymore now that everyone's worried about the worms.
We've done it!
Again!
We've done it!
Again!
It's sorted!
Again!
Till tomorrow!
Farmer Hutch agreed to stop his square egg sale, and Gramps arranged an announcement on the radio next morning.
The farmer at the centre of the square egg mystery has stopped production. Unfortunately, his magic hen has stopped eating worms, so no more square eggs can be laid.
Oh, Edith! No more magic hen laying square eggs.
There was no magic hen. It was a trick with vinegar.
Farmer Hutch says all his hens are laying normal eggs.
At least they'll fit in the egg cups. Who wants boiled eggs for breakfast?
That would be egg-cellent! Get it? Excellent!
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And now for two.
Join us all here in Duckpool.